This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free at 855-453 Life Freedom, 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username, if you want to join us, is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Mark.
We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, we can talk more about MDMA and the amazing results that it's been having on people with PTSD. So amazing that even the FDA had to acknowledge that it was true. We'll tell you more about that on the way. Also, more on the universal basic income. But let's go to your phone calls and thoughts first. Dan in Texas. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jay, and Mark. Hello? Dan in Texas. Dan going once? Do we have Dan in Texas? Dan going twice. There may be some sort of technical difficulty behind the board over in our network studio, so we'll see what's going on with Dan. We'll check back. Maybe he's in a bad cell or something. Let's go in the meantime to Pennsylvania, where Ricky is on the line on Skype.
That would be the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania there, Brother Ian. Good evening.
Hello. What's on your mind tonight, Ricky?
Oh, same to yourself there, Brother Mark and Brother Jay. Well, I was actually thinking, I was sitting here and I heard what Mark was saying. And the future, and I do agree with him, you know, as far as the way the future is going. But there's only one problem with that. Number one, I'm not going to get into it, but I'm totally against the basic pay idea. Now, continuing on with that, got a question for you there, Mark.
Yeah.
Okay, I do agree with you, but it will be a while. But there's only one problem. Do you really think the Federalists are going to allow that? And I guess what you're saying
You're saying a lot of things that I don't really understand. You're saying that you agree with Mark that it'll be a while. What will be a while?
Well, before we are able to get to the point where we could actually live in a society where Federalists would consider it acceptable that we actually were equals. You got to have superiors. And I'd also take it that Mark also believes that this time the Confederacy will win.
I'm lost here.
Way ahead of where I'm at in this conversation, Ricky. I think you're assuming a premise that I haven't quite got to yet. So lay it out for me.
Well, I mean,
well, that was a mistake.
Based on what I was saying the other night, this is going to hit. You know,
this is going to hit
the Civil War.
Let's drop the pronouns out of this.
Who's
conversation.
The war going to be between the haves and the have-nots?
Between? Well, I thought I already covered that.
The Federalists.
You believe in a race war, right?
Yeah. Thank you for, by the way, when Ralph the Jackass heard me say the word Civil War, had no clue about what I said a year ago. Thank you for remembering.
Well, he's an idiot. You and he believe that there's going to be a race war. Okay, so go ahead. You believe there's going to be a race war. What now?
Well, I mean, this is all about secession. Secession, independence. This is what they fear.
Why would secession start a race war?
I see where he's coming from with this. They're
trying to stop it. People getting too strong. People are getting too spiritually strong. They're getting too enlightened. The abilities that
who
people
is they
start to become aware of. Huh?
Who wants to stop that?
He said.
Federalists. The same. I told you this was an inside job.
Okay, Jay, you wanted to jump in
with
something.
Basically, what I think he's getting to, and I'm not sure if this is what he is, but what I'm thinking is, well, definitely if you just look at what the media is portraying and all this stuff, the whole idea of secession, like the South seceding, was what the Revolutionary War was about. You know, it wasn't about slavery.
Right.
It was about the Southern states didn't want to be part of this union, and the union's like, no.
Part of the reason was slavery.
Well, that's another story.
Maybe so, but even after
definitely so.
Yeah,
but it was also taxes. Taxes were a problem.
You know, if a state wants to succeed, they should be able to succeed no matter what.
They should be able to succeed. That's true.
At that time, they could. There was nothing wrong with it, and Robert E. Lee wasn't a traitor.
And well, they,
how pretty me?
Obviously, they couldn't.
Well, they couldn't. Know, that's why war Lincoln that went to war.
Yeah, Ian's right.
So anyways, if you make secession look like it's a racist thing, and then up here we're in New Hampshire, we got, you know, NH exit and things we're working on. We want to, you know, remove our, you know, try to be independent from the federal government and not be a part of it and, you know, dissolve our ties with it here in New Hampshire. And then, oh, you're a bunch of racists because that's the other racist. Yeah,
Chris Cantwell.
Yeah, really.
All right, yeah. Ricky, what are you trying to say here?
Well, that was my comment. You know, I was thinking about what Mark was saying, and I'm looking at what's going on right now. I hope we can get to that. That's honestly,
you hope we can get to what?
What I'm doing.
Pronoun.
You know, I want that.
Can get to what?
The exactly what Mark's talking about, a society where we can be at least a, for the most part, a utopian society.
Is that what you were talking about, Mark?
No.
Okay, that's what I thought. Thanks for the call, Ricky. Something's going on in your head, and it ain't happening on the air. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Now, there's much more than a language barrier. He speaks our language, but not really. He doesn't use words that are descriptive of what he's trying to say. Like he's saying things as though we already know what he's trying to say, like this and that, or we, or
pronoun.
Yeah, like, you know, as though we already are on his track of thinking and that we're, you know, kind of ahead of him or in some way, or I don't know. It's super confusing to try to listen to that guy. The toll free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Hey, here's a story from Finland, according to the New York Times. Because remember, we had heard about Finland was going to do an experiment. I don't know if it was nationwide or if it was just one of their
one town
cantons or something like that. Universal basic income, they say here, is generating considerable interest these days from Bernie Sanders, who says he's absolutely sympathetic to the idea, which makes sense because he's a welfare statist, to Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook's chief executive, and other tech billionaires. The basic idea behind it is that handing out unconditional cash to all citizens, employed or not, would help reduce poverty and inequality and increase individual liberty. Well, anybody who thinks that doesn't understand economics. But anyway, going on, the discussion is still largely theoretical, says the New York Times opinion piece, because universal basic income hasn't been rigorously tested. Most experiments in the United States in the 1970s, in the Dutch city of Utrecht today, have been local and based on small sample sizes. A nonprofit organization has run a larger program in Kenya, but that effort, which is aimed at decreasing poverty in a poor country, has little bearing for advanced economies and lacks the rigor of a state-mandated nationwide program. This is why eyes turned to Finland at the beginning of the year when the government initiated a national test run for universal basic income. As a rich country in the European Union with one of the highest rates of social spending in the world, Finland seemed like an ideal testing ground for a state-of-the-art social welfare experiment. In reality, the Finnish trial was poorly designed and is little more than a publicity stunt. Kela, the National Social Insurance Institute, randomly selected 2,000 Finns between the ages of 25 and 58 years who were already getting some form of unemployment benefits. The subsidies were offered to people who had been unemployed for about 1 year or more, or who had less than 6 months of work experience. Participants in the trial would receive about $645 a month from January of 2017 to December of 2018, whether or not they came to earn any additional income. The trial size was cut to one-fifth of what had originally been proposed and is now too small to be scientifically viable. Instead of giving free money to everyone, the experiment is handing out, in effect, a form of unconditional unemployment benefits. In other words, there's nothing universal about this version of universal basic income.
Okay.
And so even when the experiment's official results are known in 2019, they will reveal little, and far less than they could have, about the effects that universal cash payments would have on income inequality or people's attitudes towards work and their quality of life. Well, it would seem to me that the attitude towards work, if you're getting a handout, would be that you'd be less interested in doing it.
I think that some people will be less interested in doing it, but the idea of this handout is that you, I mean, it's not supposed to be, you know, anything to, you know, have, live a great life on. It's just supposed to be the, you know, the
basics.
the very basics, the minimum it would take to survive. And then if you want to live better, you would work to live better. Some people will just opt to survive, but most people would want to do better. Whereas with welfare, you're given money based on your need, and if you do better, then you start getting less money, so it incentivizes people to do poorly.
Let's talk a little more about this universal basic income experiment. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Join us, Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out. If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea. Free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea.
Free. This week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorize them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can dial in toll-free here. We're talking bad economics. In this case, giving away money to everybody. That couldn't possibly go wrong, right? Just print it from thin air and give it away, or tax the rich. Oh, wait, but they'll leave. Then what do you do? Well, you print it from thin air. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. And as we've seen in Venezuela, printing money in Zimbabwe before that, printing money from thin air is not a particularly sound economic policy. That's going to result in tremendous price increases, and nobody's going to get richer just because they have more dollars in their pocket, because there's going to be more dollars in society. Anyway, we're going to continue here. It's Ian, Jay, and Mark in the studio. Speaking of sound money, you were talking about cryptocurrency earlier, Jay, as sound money. Now, of course, you know, there are a bunch of different cryptocurrencies out there, so how do you choose which one to get behind? Well, Dash is a different option from what most of them are. Dash has an interesting kind of governance structure set up for it, where the people who are involved in Dash actually get rewards for helping run the network and making those governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn those rewards for helping run the Dash network. You can learn more about Dash at Dash.org. It's digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast. It's private, if you want it to be, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. And Dash is decentralized, so learn more over at Dash.org and help create a better financial system for everyone. And take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. It's one of the top 10 cryptocurrencies out there in the world. And go to Dash.org and find out why. So we were talking about this experiment in so-called universal basic income, which the New York Times is panning as an absolute failure. But that's not because the New York Times cares about freedom or, you know, sound economics. It's because they want to see a full-on universal basic income program tried. And the one they're trying out in Finland has some what they describe as shortcomings, mainly that they're only doing a trial run in one small place with a very small number of people, approximately 400 people are involved in this. And it says here in this opinion piece, which was published last month in the New York Times, that they are handing out a form of unconditional unemployment benefits. In other words, there's nothing universal about this version of universal basic income. And even and so even when the experiment's official results are known, they will reveal very little. The shortcomings of Finland's universal basic income experiment are best understood against the backdrop of the country's lackluster economic performance and the resulting political developments. At the time of the 2015 parliamentary election, the Finnish labor market had experienced three recessions since the 2008 financial crisis. The public debt level increased from more than 38% of GDP in 2008 to 75% of GDP in 2015. That doesn't sound like a good trend. The Center Party, traditionally an agrarian party with broad support from rural areas, won the election on a conservative platform promoting public debt reduction and tough reforms to boost the economy. The party leader, Juha Sipilä, a wealthy former tech CEO, formed a government with the Conservative National Coalition Party and the populist nationalist Finns Party, based partly on their shared commitment to austerity. The Center Party's manifesto called for reducing wages and raising the retirement age. It also briefly mentioned testing a system of universal basic income. Starting in the 1980s, Finnish progressives began discussing how distributing unconditional income might be a way to combat poverty and inequality resulting from declining employment in the industrial sector. The theory was that receiving a guaranteed income could free all citizens and allow groups like the jobless, students, stay-at-home parents, and the elderly to meaningfully contribute to society through, say, caretaking, charity, or artistic projects.
Why would that do that?
Why would paying people to sit around make them contribute
more
to
caring and compassionate?
Yeah, I don't see it. I don't see how it would.
I don't know.
I think the idea is that these people have is that idle hands wouldn't do the devil's work, and that idle hands would somehow become productive and charitable. And there's just not really much evidence for that.
I wonder how much alcohol consumption, drug consumption
would increase.
You know, increase where they did this little experiment, where they gave people, you know, is it a metric they even, you know, bothered to like
to look
into
at?
Or remember, you know?
Good question. By the time Finland actually attempted this experiment in the 80s, a conservative government committed to economic austerity was in power. How could it spear? I guess they were talking about it in the 80s. How could it spearhead a leftist benefits program in the midst of economic hardship? Well, it didn't. The government has made no secret of the fact that its universal basic income experiment isn't about liberating the poor or fighting inequality. Instead, the trial's primary goal is, quote, promoting employment, unquote. The government explained in a 2016 document proposing the project to Parliament, meaning the project was always meant to incentivize people to accept low-paying and low-productivity jobs. So, again, these people in the New York Times, they love the idea of universal basic income. They want to see it implemented nationwide. They want to see it, you know, happen in a big way, and they want it to disincentivize work. They're saying here that the idea of incentivize, and I don't know how this would incentivize work. I think that's poppycock, too. But the New York Times authors here want to disincentivize work in the hopes that that's somehow going to benefit society. And that's just crazy.
Yeah, I think that people believe that when people don't have as much pressure from having to go to work, and America has fewer vacation days than a lot of countries and that sort of thing, than most countries, you know, at least in the Western world. And that the idea is that people will focus on family and do, you know, those sorts of things. I tend not to believe that. I am of the opinion that idle hands do the devil's work. But I don't think the universal basic income is a good solution anyway. Even if that was your goal, I think universal basic income is a terrible solution to that problem.
According to a report recently, at the same time the government has been testing this universal basic income, it has been tightening the requirements for receiving unemployment, disability, and child care benefits. Yet according to a recent report by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, replacing existing social support with a stingy or even modest universal basic income, as in Finland, may actually increase poverty rather than alleviate it. An article in The Economist last month quoted Olli Kangas, who helped design the Finnish program and coordinates it for Kela, complaining about the politicians' lack of follow-through with the trial. He compared them to, quote, small boys with toy cars who become bored and move on, unquote. And I think that's an interesting point that, you know, are you really going to rely on politicians to show you compassion? Are you going to rely on politicians to, you know, take care of you and somehow, you know, do the best thing in your best interest? It's ridiculous.
It makes no sense.
It's a ridiculous plan that whatever some politician comes up with is somehow not going to benefit him or benefit his friends or punish his enemies. Because ultimately that's what politicians do, is they wield their power for their own, you know, purposes. Going on here, a second expanded experiment was supposed to start in early 2018, but there are signs like silence that the government may renege on that plan. The universal basic income program in Finland is being whittled down before it even properly begins. So what can we learn from all of this so far, says the New York Times, how not to conduct a trial of this kind? Universal basic income can only succeed if the effort is sustained and widespread and not available only to the unemployed. The program should not be intended to force people into low-paying jobs. And that, again, presumes that this could possibly succeed. It seems to me the only thing universal basic income is going to succeed at is inflating the money supply and encouraging poverty and, uselessness.
They should try it out in Hawaii.
More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE, Life Freedom. That's 855-450-3733, and we do have Skype. So Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Jay,
and Mark.
Of course, you can bring up anything. That's the point here. We're going to get right back into your phone calls and thoughts, and then hopefully we'll get to finish up the story about the FDA and MDMA. FDA coming out and saying that MDMA is a breakthrough therapy when it comes to helping people with PTSD. Some very interesting testing that has been done. Very small studies, but nonetheless, the numbers are quite persuasive. We'll tell you a little bit more about that as we continue, though. It's Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I just want to say that the bus ridership is going to increase. Every time we had the gas prices rise here in Albuquerque, that's what happened. So
is there actually some kind of study that shows that?
Oh yeah, it has been done before over and over again. Every time the gas price goes up, there's bus ridership. They've been talking about this on the radio.
How much? I mean, how much, if the gas price goes up a certain amount, what is the relationship? How much do you see the bus ridership go up?
Well, I don't really know what the real actual percentage is. It depends on how much the gas goes up.
That's what I was asking.
Yeah, but this Harvey, I don't know the exact, you know.
Because that's the question each individual would have to ask themselves is what would it take? What kind of gas prices right. would it take to drive you away from actually having the independence of using your own car to then having to wait around on a city bus and get on a nasty old bus?
And it depends on the bus and how useful it is, too.
Tell you what I did when diesel fuel got to $4 a gallon, $4.50 a gallon, $5.50 a gallon. I started using waste vegetable oil, used motor oil, used transmission fluid, and I hauled hay, hauled horses, drove all over the place.
Well, most people don't have diesel, so that's not an option for them.
You know, in foreign Europe, most people have diesel. But, yeah, I mean, that's what I did. You know, but there are a lot of people, you know, they get smaller cars. They get more efficient cars. I watched when gas got high, Honda Civics doubled in value. Toyota Camrys doubled in value.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. Because
even used?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, used.
Those are the ones.
Those are the ones used. And
Jay doesn't talk about new cars.
No, I would never buy a new car.
Me neither.
That's not a thing to do. But like,
it's not a smart thing to do, at least.
I can remember, what was it, in 2005 or whatever, after Katrina, we bought some real nice pickup trucks for short money because, you know, they didn't want to drive them. I remember my brother bought a Tahoe loaded, because a lady just was getting out of it and the dealer wasn't going to give her nothing for it, and she bought a brand new Toyota Camry, and because the gas was whatever $4 a gallon.
Right, even your the cars you drive, that happens all because of the gas prices. Oh yes, like what your telephone's telling me. And so, it depends on, like you said, it depends on how much the individual decides to say, you're right, I'll wave around the bus and do this instead of, putting my money in the gas. But I was told that Houston was putting out, 15 millions of gallon of gasoline, per month? They were shipping out going through Houston. I don't know, but it was like up in the millions of gallons.
Yeah, of course. And now they can't because Houston's flooded.
Yeah, it should affect southeastern United States.
So prices are going up. Yeah, that's a good point. Hey, Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So earlier in the show, actually at the very beginning of the show, we were talking about the very interesting studies being done by the MAPS group, Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies. And they've been testing MDMA, and they're about ready to enter what's the very first ever Phase 3 study of MDMA coming up in 2018, approved by the FDA, which the FDA is now calling MDMA, a breakthrough therapy when it comes to...
Never thought I'd hear it.
When it comes to PTSD. Now, that's different from the DEA. The DEA is still saying there's no medical benefit. So you've got two different government agencies saying two completely different things here. So they were talking about the results in the study, which had a 12 subjects, 10 out of the 12, all who began with a PTSD score that indicated severe PTSD, 10 out of 12 no longer qualified for the diagnosis after they took MDMA in conjunction with psychotherapy.
So you would have, they say no longer qualified, they don't want to use the term cured, but that, by, I think, the standards of laymen, that would be...
Sounds like a cure to me.
Yeah, a cure. Now, that doesn't mean that they're completely cured, but they no longer qualify for the severely depressed, was it?
They no longer qualify for severe diagnosis of PTSD. By comparison, 25% of the subjects who received placebos saw improvements of more than 30%. 7 of the 8 subjects in the control group subsequently chose to take MDMA, and all of them showed a clinical response. That study, published by the Journal of Psychopharmacology in 2011, had a small sample, and blinding probably was less than fully effective, since subjects may have surmised they were getting the real thing based on the effects they perceived. But follow-up evaluations conducted 17 to 74 months after the last treatment found that the improvements experienced by the subjects who received MDMA generally persisted.
Okay, I was wondering about that. It's one thing to say that you hype somebody up on Molly or whatever,
and then the next day they feel
happy,
great.
And then they're like, yeah, I like that. But I wanted to know, how are they a year later?
And exactly. So 17 to 74 months, again, their results persisted. While two of the 16 subjects who completed all of the evaluations relapsed, the average CAPS score was essentially unchanged. Again, CAPS is the clinician-administered PTSD scale. A subsequent MAPS-sponsored study involved 21 Iraq and Afghanistan veterans, plus three firefighters and one police officer. The results, which have been shared with the FDA but have not been published yet, were similarly impressive. Instead of using an inactive placebo, as the earlier study did, this one randomly assigned subjects to receive either 30 milligrams, 75 milligrams, or 125 milligrams of MDMA, followed by supplementary doses equal to half the original upon request. Summarizing the results at a MAPS conference last April, Niethofer, one of the scientists, said there was not much improvement in the 30 milligram group, but quite a lot of improvement with the other doses, mean CAPS scores, which ranged from 80 to 90 at the beginning, fell to between 70 and 80 in the low-dose group, the one that wasn't that effective, mm-hmm. less than 50 in the high-dose group, and less than 30 in the medium-dose group. In addition to the breakthrough therapy designation, the FDA has reached an agreement with MAPS.
Which one was most effective?
Medium dose.
Okay, interesting.
Again, so the high dose, small numbers.
Yeah.
Small numbers. So it's hard to really, say one way or the other.
It ain't science quite yet, but it's
interesting. It's very interesting. So the FDA has reached an agreement with MAPS on the design for these phase 3 studies, among other things. The FDA agreed with Rick Doblin, who's the founder and executive director of MAPS, that an inactive placebo, as in the first phase 2 study, was more appropriate than the active one used in the veterans study. MDMA seems to facilitate psychotherapy for PTSD by promoting trust and enabling people to confront traumatic memories without the overwhelming fear that they would ordinarily experience. The idea of using a low dose as a placebo was that subjects would not get those benefits, but would feel some of the stimulating effects associated with MDMA, a relative of methamphetamine, making it harder for them to figure out which group they were in. But it turned out that the low dose actually had a negative effect for many subjects.
Hmm.
What we discovered, said Doblin, was, quote, that the low-dose MDMA did increase the blinding, which is what I knew would happen, but that I didn't anticipate happening was that the low-dose MDMA between 25 and 40 milligrams actually had an anti-therapeutic effect. It made people agitated. It was uncomfortable. They were activated, but they didn't have the fear reduction. So people in those low-dose groups, in some of the studies, they got a little bit worse. Hmm. In other studies, they still got better, but not as much as they would have if they'd had the therapy without any MDMA at all. We'll tell you a little bit more about this breakthrough news about MDMA, a.k.a. ecstasy, a.k.a. Molly, and a variety of other street slang that turns out it's looking like it's really helping people with PTSD. And remember, a lot of these people that they're testing on have failed at every other possible therapy, and this has solved a lot of these problems for people. It's amazing. We're coming up.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Symbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Symbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Symbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Symbi, S-I-M-B-I.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more are the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in and join us right here toll free. Our number is 855-453, Life Freedom, 855-450-3733. Maybe you've got a story that you want to tell about experience with MDMA, a.k.a. ecstasy. And I don't just mean taking it and partying in a club. I'm talking about, like, this helped you with something, some sort of mental issue that you were able to get over. Maybe you were able to communicate something with a loved one that you hadn't been able to communicate previously because of whatever mental blocks or, you know, mental brick walls that that you've sort of built up around whatever that thing was in your mind. As they're pointing out here in the studies that have been done on MDMA over the last decade or so, is that the MDMA, it helps people by promoting trust and enabling people to confront traumatic memories without the overwhelming fear that they would ordinarily experience. And anybody who's ever taken MDMA, or taken real MDMA, there's a bunch of fake crap out there, and unless you've got it tested, you don't know. But anybody who's taken real MDMA knows, you know, the effects that it has. There's a reason why it's called the love drug. It's considered an empathogen. It helps people empathize with others. It helps people open up to others. And so in a therapeutic environment with a therapist, then you have a professional who's better than the average person at getting people to talk and, you know, open up. And this drug helps encourage that honesty, that ability to talk about things that
and
otherwise
to,
would be very uncomfortable.
Confront whatever the skeletons are.
So in the other study here of there was one study of abuse victims, like mostly female, like domestic abuse and sexual abuse victims. And then the other study was soldiers and a police officer and a few firemen
and stuff like
who
that.
Had experienced some horrible things and had PTSD.
So that happens.
These are PTSD studies. And what they were talking about was the different groups that were in the studies. One of them received a medium dose, another received a high dose, another received a low dose. And they found that the medium dose was actually the most effective. Again, there was low numbers of total numbers of people in the study, so they're moving on to a phase 3 study where they'll be able to study more people, and it'll be a bigger deal, and that's going to come up next year. But there's an interesting final story here from Reason.com's Jacob Sullum about one of the patients in this study. Nigel McCurry, a former U.S. Marine who served in Iraq, was part of the medium dose group in the veteran study, which saw the most improvement. Remember, this...
The medium dose saw the most improvement. The large dose didn't, which just gives more veracity.
The large dose actually had the second most improvement. Right. It was the small dose that had the least, and in some cases a negative effect. But, you know, nonetheless, some people have seen permanent solves to their PTSD issues from using this substance in conjunction with therapy. So anyway, Mr. McCurry, who was part of the medium dose group in the veteran study, saw the most improvement. He was amazed at the dramatic effects of MDMA-assisted psychotherapy. After years of insomnia and nightmares, and likely whatever other medical treatments would normally be used for PTSD, but doesn't solve the problem, he was suddenly able to sleep through the night. Suddenly able to sleep through the night.
Wow.
Wow. And within 2 years of the MDMA therapy, he felt like this, quote, huge healing event had taken place because he finally, quote, had this sense of separation from the experiences of Marine combat, unquote. McCurry is eager to share his, quote, story of healing, unquote, with fellow veterans. Every day in America, he says, quote, veterans are committing suicide because they can't stand living with PTSD. And I think we could save a lot of these people.
It's 20 veterans a day, isn't it?
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's more than that.
Actually. There's more committing suicide than are actually dying over in the Middle East.
Yeah, when it was the height of people dying in the Middle East, there were more committing suicide. The job of being a soldier was more dangerous as a the job of being a veteran was more dangerous than that of being a soldier.
He says, quote, veterans are committing suicide because they can't stand living with PTSD, and I think we could save a lot of these people if we just got this medicine available. Now, unfortunately, the government is standing in the way. You're going to have to remove the schedule from whatever the schedule it is.
The DEA has important jobs for police officers, many of whom are veterans with PTSD. and we can't have them losing their jobs. I mean, sure, we could reassign them to other duties because the government has,
like, investigating rape,
all kinds of jobs that are, in fact, wide open. They're complaining that their workforce is aging out, but we have to save these jobs that prevent former government employees, that caused former government employees to kill themselves. Yeah. I mean, it's nuts. This is the dumbest thing.
Yeah, unfortunately, even if we still continue to see these amazing results, and I predict that we will, over these next studies. So again, phase three is next, and that's like the step right before, according to this article, it's the step right before this gets approved for prescription medication. So they're saying the soonest will be 2021. So sorry to all the veterans who commit suicide between now and then.
Sorry if you can't hold it together till then.
Yep, that's just how the cookie crumbles.
I do have some advice if you happen to be listening and this is something that's plaguing you.
Yep.
You can go to Canada. And you can get this. You can get that therapy there.
Is it legal in Canada or is it still being tested in Canada?
As I understand it, people are able to do it there.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if that was a special study like these. Or
I don't know the specifics, but, check in Canada, check in Mexico. Even if you have to go and pay for it yourself, it's better than death, right?
Sure.
I mean, it's worth it. You could go into Hawk. Use your credit cards. I mean, what difference does it make?
Years ago, I read a book called, I can't remember what the book's called now, but it's about this herb called Essiac, and Essiac is the reverse of Casey. Renee Casey was this woman who came up with a Canadian doctor or nurse or something. Anyways, it was about how the Canadian government, Parliament, said, well, we won't give you Essiac, or you can't get this Essiac tea. It was a combination of herbs that, helped the body heal cancer, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a lot of study on it about this thing when I was in high school, and the book had talked about, book was called Calling of an Angel. That's what the book's called. And what the Canadian government would do to the medical system, if you were terminally ill with cancer, you could get this Essiac tea. Was one of the few things that they would give you, if you were terminally ill with cancer. But the thing is, as soon as you are not terminally ill with cancer anymore, you could no longer be on this tea, which was basically simple herbs, and I think the one herb, sheep sorrel, was almost treated like a schedule something, and you can't even get high from it or anything. It's actually since been descheduled. It's not even on the list, sheep sorrel. I mean, it grows out here in the fields of, mm-hmm. New Hampshire wildly. But so I don't know if in Canada, if you're be considered terminally PTS or whatever, you know, having terminal depression. I don't even know if that term even exists. They would give it to you. But yeah, if you're terminally ill with cancer in Canada, you can seek all these alternative things that you like can't do in the United States or whatever. Okay. Yeah,
so. It's good to know. So this is big news. I'm really, you know, happy to hear about this. The FDA claiming MDMA is a breakthrough therapy that is to counter the DEA claiming that it has no accepted medical use. So one of these viewpoints is going to come out on top, the DEA viewpoint or the FDA viewpoint. And it sounds to me like we may be actually moving towards a situation where MDMA can be prescribed and that it can be used in a therapeutic environment. And that could really help a lot of people, not just, you know, soldiers, but other people who've been, you know, traumatically stressed at some point in their past. It's incredible. I mean, I'm really glad to hear this. It's a pleasant surprise from the government.
I mean, obviously, we're not talking about recreational MDMA here.
No, nope, but I want to see that happen. I mean, I want to see an end to the entire war on drugs. Unfortunately, we're a long ways away from that. Although, we did report this weekend that California is going to possibly have the end of prohibition to psychedelic mushrooms on the ballot.
Really?
Coming soon. There's a ballot initiative they're collecting signatures for. They've got to get close to 400,000 valid signatures to get it on the ballot. But if this thing gets on the ballot and it passes, it would completely eliminate psychedelic mushrooms from all the statutes. So it would become legal to grow, sell, use, possess. Yes. It would just become completely legal. No taxing, none of that stuff.
Wow.
So that's the proposal here, and I think that's really exciting because also psychedelic mushrooms have been used in testing with, I believe, PTSD and have shown some real promise. So, and not to mention smoking cigarettes, that it's helped people, psychedelic mushroom use has helped people quit smoking and quit drinking alcohol, as I understand it. So, again, a lot of these things need more study, but, you know, if they were actually legal, we'd have the ability to do more studying on them and find out where they really can help people, because I think that, you know, there's a whole untapped portion of these drugs that historically people have looked at all as recreational drugs. There's a lot of untapped potential that can really help people in a variety of different maladies.
Yeah, it turns out when people are happier, they're healthier.
So we're out of time for tonight, but you can join us online between now and tomorrow night. In the meantime, over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget, you can amp the show as well for $5 a month or Bitcoin with PayPal or credit card or you know, however you want to do it, over at amp.freetalklive.com. That helps us get on more radio stations around the country. It gives you some cool perks. AMPamp.freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.